Thailand is another Asian country that's been hit by political unrest recently. The country is a constitutional monarchy, but one in which it's forbidden to speak ill of the king. In recent years, the number of people accused of insulting the monarchy has risen considerably. The latest is a Thai-American man. His name is Joe Gordon, and he was jailed this week. Reporter Erwin Loy is in Bangkok, where he's been following this case.
What we know so far is that he was arrested for posting a link to a controversial biography of the Thai king and translating an article that was seen as being offensive to the monarchy. It should be noted that that link was apparently 4 years old, according to local media reports.
And the book that you mentioned is called The King Never Smiles. What's this book about?
Well, this is a book that's been critical of the monarchy here. Under the Thai criminal code, it's a severe offense to even insult or defame the king. And this is taken extremely loosely here. Another aspect is that it makes it illegal to post comments that even insult the monarchy online as well. I think what's clear is that over the last 5 years or so, there's been a huge increase in the number of these types of cases.
Can we say that these are based on politics, these charges being filed? Because we know that Thailand's going to be having a parliamentary election on July 3rd.
That's the claim from people who support the political opposition here. You may recall a year ago there was the Red Shirt Movement. They opposed the current government, and they staged massive protests that really rocked this country. Now, the Red Shirts have been in charge under this law. However, the accusation has been leveled against a wide range of people. This month, a prominent historian was charged with insulting the monarchy. Journalists have also faced accusations on this charge as well.
Okay, so academics are being charged, journalists are charged, as you say, some political opponents have been charged in the past. But the law itself seems to be so outmoded, especially for a place where the king is no longer an absolute ruler. So why is the law there?
Well, it's a reflection of how well-regarded the king is in some respects. I mean, he's almost revered here.
Erwin, is there any indication that most Thais support these laws?
It's hard to say. I think what's clear is that there's an increasingly vocal debate about whether these laws are properly used or not. I think it's fair to say here that many people aren't exactly sure what's fair game and what's not. For example, is it illegal to insult the king? Obviously that. But how about discussing, you know, views on the future of the monarchy? There have been instances in which people have been arrested for that. So I think the general population isn't quite sure how far they can go with this law. And you have this sense of a self-censoring phenomenon where people just don't want to broach the subject.
That's reporter Erwin Loy in Bangkok, Thailand. Thai-American Joe Gordon's reportedly being held in a Bangkok prison on charges that include rioting, inciting political unrest, and violating Thailand's Computer Crimes Act.